Wait, you asked how old they are?
Yeah, how old do you think she was? You're 24. You don't even want to say shit.
Nah, because I genuinely.
She was 40.
She was 40?
No, I don't know. I don't remember what she looked like, bro. I was thinking, what the fuck?
Dude, I feel like she was probably like
39?
27.
He sounded so what dumb. The fuck?
Like, she was 40. Wait, all those chicks are like that old?
Yeah.
No. I'm just fucking with you. Like,
nah, there's for sure some of them were really old.
How old do you think was the first one?
Yo, the girl with the
that you got?
Yeah.
Hey, wait. So from
maybe 30 at most.
Nah, I think she was like, for sure. Yeah, you're probably right. 27, 28, somewhere around there.
So
somewhere around our age then.
So was
that's
this
chill, so that's chill.
Was this the same woman that Mowgli did the X to?
No. Fuck no.
He signed. That was a 45-year-old stripper.
So
bro.
He like signed. He crossed his forearms across like, and he was Mowgli, just looking at the woman like, no. Nah.
Like
she looked like a dude.
Like a way of Satan kind of cross. Where he was just like, no.
He's like, no, stay back, stay back, Satan.
She said, you want to dance? She said, no. Nah. She was strong.
Bro, you got it.
Wait, was it the same girl that shit on Jeremy's lap?
No, this is shit.
What?
Like she took a shit. You weren't there?
Oh.
No, this like, okay, so this.
Yo, I'm pretty sure things like that happen. Like,
yeah, I'm sure.
This lady in orange, I think she first sat on
Jeremy.
Lap,
she sat on Jeremy.
And then we're all not fucking with that chick. And then she was just getting like passed around pretty much. It's like, do you want a lap dance? It's like, nah, we're good. And then she's like, what about you? It's like, nah. And then she came back like 10 minutes later maybe. And then she sat on Jeremy's lap again, I swear. And then he's like,
Jeremy was fucking with her for real?
Nah, no, fuck Jeremy no, wasn't he wasn't. Down. Oh, and then he's God. Like, oh, but my friend Ipe's down. And I'm like, fuck no.
She was on you. And you were like, you like got the foot and shit. So I feel like you couldn't even get away, probably. You're like, you had to deal with that shit.
No, I was just like, fuck no. And then like, she just like, I don't know.
He, like, scooted away from her and shit.
I think she went to you, no?
Nah, I think she went to Ivan.
Nah, she was coming around towards all of us trying to see, like, who wanted to dance. And we all told, like, literally I had to tell her, nah.
She went to every single table in the whole club. And I swear to God, she got rejected by everybody.
And she kept making her rounds every 15 minutes, which was, like, kind of annoying. But I get it. That's your job. You're, like, literally trying to get the money.
All the girls were probably in the back room for that same time. We just seen her for the most because she was just...
So, how was it? You scooted to the back.
Is this the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay, so I didn't know what to expect. Like, I wasn't even, like, looking at the floors. I was looking at the people. There's all these mats and shit. And because I'm on a scooter, I would, like, what do you call it? Like, get stuck on the mats, I guess. And then I would, like, almost eat shit. Those were pretty weird. I'd be like, excuse me. No one would move. I don't even know if most of the people spoke English. And then, we just went into the back and then just sat me down. And she pretty much just, I think she was first just showing her ass. And then she, like, grinded. And then she got up, showed her tits. And then.
Bro, I fucking cannot deal with this shit right now, bro. What the fuck?
Wait,
I don't know. Just hearing Ipe talk about this shit is funny, bro. Nobody's even laughing.
We're trying to listen. We're like,
and
no, he's being he's describing this shit. This shit goes down like that.
And then she just
I don't want to cut him off either.
And then she spun around, and then she just did the same thing and just shook her ass and then grinded. But I didn't know what to expect, so I was just like, I mean, she's hot, but I was like, oh, I guess like that was it.
That was your first one, though.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay, here's $25, I guess.
I guess.
Just like, what the fuck?
You told her, I guess?
No, but like in my head, you know, I'm just like, oh. Like,
I know what you're saying, because it wasn't all that sweet.
I don't know what the expectation was, you know?
So like, it was 25 bucks?
Well, actually, my expectation was like, oh, it's probably like wild, like crazy. She's going to be like going all crazy and shit.
25
but I'm just
bucks.
Like, well, like, I have money, but it was like Mowgli wanted me to do this shit, so he was paying for all my shit.
Hey,
Miami,
I don't have a boner. My pants are just.
What the
fuck? You never had that where your pants just go like. Yeah.
Straight up?
Yeah. You know what I mean? By the zipper area? Like, you ever been in school and this shit's just standing straight up and then, like, someone looks at it? It's like, yo.
I leave it because it makes me look like I'm packing.
Oh.
I just leave it.
Jay, you're already sad.
I'd be walking around like that. I'd be chilling like that.
Dang.
Yeah, so then.
Then she took her shorts off and then, you know, it was all right. And then.
Now, yeah, so then I just walked back and I'm just like, okay, like, this was, like whatever is like.
But then the second one took you longer to even choose.
Cause he was so turned off by the first one about how whack the first one was. You know?
I think I not to add to it, it was Mowgli's money, and I was like, the first one was like so whatever's to me that I'm just like, dude, I'm just like wasting Mowgli's money.
This one's gotta be good, is what you're thinking.
So I was like picky. More girls were leaving. I also didn't want like the same girl you guys got, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I remember one time I was like, man, fuck it, I'm gonna get that girl. Next thing you, I didn't know Jeremy was standing. He just like fucking gets it. I'm like, damn, I guess we're gonna wait. And then oh yeah, the fucking audio cut off earlier, but what I meant to say was like within the first like 30 minutes these chicks are like laughing, they're like, what the fuck is that scooter thing? And then someone's like, oh yeah, my friend has a broken foot, and they're laughing. And then I feel like the girl that was laughing, I was like, dude, that threw off my vibe. I'm like, man, fuck this place.
Bro, I was okay. I was trying to get you to get her to give you the dance. Cause it's like you,
yeah. Well,
it's
yeah,
like kind of like payback in a way. Like yeah, she Mowgli, has like, to do give it. Me.
But she was like, in my opinion, like the hottest one after like everyone kind of left, and then she was just like sitting by herself at one point. And Mowgli didn't want to leave until I get another one. So I have a compare and contrast to talk about on the podcast, and then So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go myself. I fucking got up and I was like, in my head, I was like, yo, I'm going to fucking buy you type shit. Like, so I'm like, I can afford you, bro. You fucking laugh at me. I'll fucking buy you type shit.
You can afford it for 3 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah. And then,
who says you can afford it for 3 minutes? Though?
And then, oh yeah, by the way, the first dance lasted like, maybe felt like a minute. That's what you guys said too, right? Like it felt like a minute, maybe. Some
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, it just depended on the song.
They kind of choose.
Yeah, yeah. But then the second girl, like I just walked up to her, and she's like, "All right, fuck it." Well, I basically was just like, "Oh, can I get a dance?" And then, she was more like wild, bro. She like the second like sat down, she was like grinding and shit, and then, she was just wild, like shaking her titties and shit, and I fucking grabbed it because Mowgli was like fucking grabbing and shit. And then, whatchamacallit?
Quick question. Were you sitting on the scooter still, or was there a seat?
I was sitting on
the seat. Because this whole trip, you've been sitting on your scooter like it's your own seat.
No, I was sitting on my seat. And then, that one's crazy because it felt like a minute, right? And then so I was like, okay, like, she's done, you know? Like, when she stopped grinding, she, like, got up. And so I kind of got up, and then it's like, and then she, like, turned around, and then it's like, sat down again, I think. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's not done yet. And so that one was, like, more wild, and I feel like that one was better.
And you said that was, like, more of your expectations?
Yeah, like, I feel like I expected more, something like that, for sure.
So and overall, the strip club is whatever?
I don't say it's whatever. It's cool for, like, what it is. Like, would I go again? I don't know. Fuck, but. But, like, no, it was, like, it was a good time, like, because first time for everything, right? Well, not everything, but.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, I'm down, like, since I'm in Florida, you know?
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
Not just Florida.
Yeah.
Not just Florida.
And then I also felt, and, like, part of me felt so bad because, like, hey, like, if you do, like, OnlyFans or that stripper shit, like, it's all you, you know? But, like.
You have to respect sex workers, though.
It just, like, there's this weird part of me just being like, you know, I'm fucking judging. But it's like you're paying them, so it's like you got to be fucking picky, like. I have the right to judge because I'm fucking paying for these girls.
You
right?
know, you know, it's interesting when you said that. Like, we should appreciate sex workers too, or like, you know, respect them, right?
If we're gonna go and enjoy their services, then yeah, definitely.
You know, it just makes me think about like, what if you had no dick, like from Vietnam or some shit? You know, like.
Like, what the fuck? You would probably be chilling in the strip club like, for the rest of your life, bro. Yeah,
because
and
no
spend
one,
your all your stipends on that shit.
Because
for,
it's a sad truth, but it's this perspective that it's like it. I will admit I wrestle with, you know, like respect sex workers, you know, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, what if you were
that
better?
Sex workers and just don't go to the club.
I'm kind of like get your back type shit, like if you want to do it. But I just felt so weird, like looking at each girl and be like, damn, like this isn't the one. There was like a weird moment too where I was facing Nick and Mowgli, and
who were having a blast, by the way.
and this chick behind me, I was like already a no from the beginning, but I think one of Mowgli or Nick was like, oh, what about this girl? I didn't know she was right fucking above my head, type behind me. I look up, like I could almost just like she look up and her face was like looking down at me, and I'm like, I'm just looking at Mowgli and Nick, like nodding my head or nodding my eyes, like trying to not be a dick. And that was so freaking weird. I felt so disrespectful.
She was just cutting her eyes at us because she just knew that we were just like fucking like, I mean, not like kids, but like compared to like everybody else in the club, we're the youngest people in the club. It's like we're all dressed exactly like how we would go out, like out skating or something like that, like hardly any like nicer. Like it was pretty obvious that we were just there to like get like a few dances and leave. We weren't like throwing money everywhere. So she was like just cutting her eyes at us type shit the whole time.
Yeah,
but she was definitely hot. It was like a super like tall, blonde, like hot, Russian
but
girl.
It's just like if I'm a fat pay, ass. I wouldn't pay for her.
I'm hyped. Look. I know. All right.
It wasn't bad though.
I'm gonna be straight up. The podcast has been like very, very like strip club-ish for the past four episodes or whatever. But I'm gonna be straight up. This is the experiences I'm having because like I have like since the past six episodes, I've never been to the strip club and. This shit is crazy. You go in there and you're like, all right, this is different. Like we went to two before the one we just went to last night. To me, I didn't have the best experience at the past two here in Florida. Well, Miami. And because like we're on a trip. Nick leaves back to West Virginia in the morning.
Virginia Beach, bro. Yeah, Virginia. I'm not from fucking West Virginia, bro.
Y'all I don't know why I kept thinking about that.
Hold up. Come on. That is like crazy, like different, dude. That's like me saying that you're from like fucking Oklahoma or some shit.
I'm
like
down. Now might as well. The heat's kind of gnarly.
This is Mowgli. He's from Humboldt, California.
Hey, that's way better than Bakersfield. So you're actually you're doing me a big, you know.
No, it's
like,
not, bro. Bakersfield is like a legendary skate suburb of LA.
What the
fuck? Everybody, it's like a skater's LA ticket. You can live in Bakersfield and kind of like afford to be able to go to LA and do your things that you need to do type shit. You know what I mean?
I guess you're right. Tell us about how you spit a noogie in your friend.
Spit a noogie?
that's what you said.
And
that's what you said. You said you spit at her, but then she was like,
She asked
you to what?
Spit in her mouth. And but then
what was the cause?
When I spit in her mouth, she said it wasn't good enough. She said, "Hawk it." And I did.
Well, was
actually just met her that day.
What the
about
fuck?
An hour before that?
People are into this. Yeah. People like
I
this.
My friend's birthday party.
That was at the party,
yeah.
Dude. It was your friend's birthday, and you're getting blessed.
Yeah, for real. I don't know. It's like one of those things, like kind of like a shooker, bro. It's like as soon as I walked in the door, it was like clear that she was like had been like drunk type shit. You know what I mean? And I was like, at first, I was like turned off by it. And, like as time went on, she like stopped drinking and stuff, and like just wanted. She was talking to me from the moment I walked in the door type shit. And I like dapped all my homies up, and she was like really hot though, so I wasn't like shooing her away type shit. So I'm just like, I mean, eventually I ended up just like fuck it. Like I got drunk too, so we were like making out and shit. And I was like, everybody was like ragging on me, like, bro, you just met this girl, bro. I'm just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck, whatever. She's like, I went outside type shit. I went out to the front yard. We're on the porch, like somebody else comes out to smoke a cigarette. I took her out to like the side yard, and she's like, she thought that was like the hottest shit in the world or something. So like by the time I got out of the side yard, she's like, it's like. Put her back up to the fence type shit, and she's just like spit my mouth. I was like, "Wait, did this really escalated that fast?" Like,
sheesh.
I don't know. She thought it was hot or something.
Dude, like, that's fucking crazy.
I don't know.
Jeremy and I looked at each other like, "The fuck?" And then when Jeremy makes that "the fuck" face with his like eyebrows raised and his glasses raised, and he's like, "The fuck?"
I hadn't really ever had a girl that hot really just like one like. Want me that bad type shit, you know what I mean? I was just like confused almost at first. I was like, why? She's like, I'm wearing glasses, like long hair and shit. She's like, that's just like her type or something. I just went with it. I was like, fuck it, yeah, that's cool. I started drinking right when I got there because it's my homie's birthday type shit. And this girl was just on me, and from the moment I drank my first beer to like,
oh, it's like beer number five, you know?
Oh, chill.
I mean, I don't regret that shit. She ended up giving me really a bunch of great times.
A great time. So there was more than that. All right, sick.
A great time that night, and then many times to come. I ended up actually. She lives in Richmond, so like, I would just drive out to Richmond, or like, it's cheaper to fly to Richmond. Like when I come to Miami, I usually fly out of there.
Yeah.
So she's like my go-to girl to like go out there, maybe stay or hang out before I go to the airport, or like come back and like stay the night when I get back to the airport or something like that.
Yeah.
She has a boyfriend now though, so.
Damn. R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Has Julian ate ass?
Julian's a virgin.
No fucking way.
No way.
What the fuck?
Imagine. I was about to go like, hell what no. The fuck? Yo, no. Julian be getting ass. I don't know if he be eating ass, though. I feel like he wouldn't. I don't know. I feel like even if he did, he might not tell you.
I just heard him outside when I was out there right now. They were talking about go-to sauce to eat a girl's ass out. And Julian was like,
wait, hold on. You said that really fast.
He said go-to sauce when you're eating a girl's ass out.
Sauce?
Yeah, sauce. They were talking about condiments.
That's how you know he ass. Don't be eating ass, bro.
He was like,
don't nobody be putting no condiments like, on ass, bro.
Like,
what
the fuck? He was like, bro.
That's like.
Bro, he was like, buffalo sauce. That's my go-to. Have you ever eaten ass? Never in your life?
Have you eaten ass?
No, sir, I have not.
I win. I should start betting. Start gambling, bro, for real. Thank you, bro.
Will you ever eat ass in the future?
Will I? All right. So, I mean, if it's like a girl.
I mean, mega hot.
Yeah. Well, I got work in the morning.
You're a virgin.
Nah.
And he said on the podcast.
What? He said on the podcast. So yeah, it must be true, right?
So you got to now just explain yourself. What's up?
Yo. It must be true, right? Nah.
It has to be true.
Nah, I got skeletons in my closet.
What the fuck is that?
You killed never heard that.
I'm not going to go into it. But
no, go into it. Come on, man.
You caught some bodies.
Hey. Straight up, ain't none of those honeys gonna listen to this shit.
No, of course not.
So just put it out. Let it out. Some release raw that shit. Yeah, release it.
I mean, I'll just tell you about one time. Okay, this kind of just sounds like a finesse, but.
What the fuck?
Hella finesse.
Finessing ass.
No.
Hey, just stop thinking and let it go.
It'll make sense when I like explain it. All right, so. I start working at like Forever 21, and I never thought that I'd like be into this girl and whatever, and she'd be into me, whatever. There,
why is she like ugly?
No, she just like basically, fat. She like we somehow we got into a conversation, and she was like, I'm not gonna like date somebody that like I work with or some shit, right?
Okay, you know, understandable, what I mean? Understandable.
Right, so she starts feeling me after that. She just kind of said that as like a frontin' type thing. And then we get into it, right? She comes over, and then we order, like, Uber Eats. And it's at the time where, like, they had the promos for it. So she got free Uber Eats. I got free Uber Eats. And then I smash, right?
For free.
But how did that happen? Like, you just, like, it doesn't just go free food to smash. Like, how did
that
go?
That is how it goes.
She came through. She came over, right?
To your place?
Yeah, right? And then we
is
got
it a finesse because you didn't have to spend money on her.
Listen. No. Listen. It's like a 360 deal. All right, listen.
What?
Check
what
this.
The fuck?
He did the 360 flip on it.
The 4x4?
Listen.
He did the 360 and flipped her.
Listen. So she came through. We both got free Uber Eats. We both ate her Uber Eats. Like, mine was still, like, just chilling in the fridge.
Is Uber Eats right? like a substitute word for something else? Are you like,
right? Yeah, no, it's like a sex position type shit.
So I ate her Uber Eats, then she ate my Uber Eats.
Right? This is the same girl that I found, like, kittens randomly. And I sold her.
Where does this come from? Like, you're
just listen, trying. Just what listen, the listen, just.
Yo, we're trying to talk about sex. You're talking about kittens, dog. Uber Eats, bro. Get to it, bro. What the fuck?
Y'all gotta Julian, let me talk. All right, no, talk, bro, talk to me nice, bro. Talk to me nice.
Well, first of all, I found the accusation is that Julian is a virgin.
All right.
Just to catch back up on the situation.
No, sir. So, take it from the top.
But he has with the kitties, Uber Eats
and with the kittens. All right, so secret. I went to a kickback, and you know, I was drinking, and we were leaving, and I saw like three kittens, and so I just picked up kittens, just straight up, like leaving a kickback, and then took him home.
And so she was smitten by the kittens.
No, that comes into play later. So I have kittens, right? Cool. Yeah, I work at Forever 21, and I have 3 kittens.
Okay, cool.
Right? This girl, we somehow got into conversation about, like, dating and shit like that. She was like, oh, I would never date with anyone that I would, like, work with or anything. I feel like that would be weird and whatever and stuff. But that's, like, just her way of, like, trying to see what I think about that.
Did y'all date or did you just fuck?
Nah, just hit it. Just hit.
And she wasn't she wasn't lying at all. She said she wouldn't date. She didn't say that she wouldn't.
No. But she wanted to. That's the thing.
How do you know she wanted to?
So she invited me to come out and like hang out, right? And it was gonna be her and her friend, and me, hanging out. But her friend canceled. So then, like the security guard that works at like Forever 21, like he was like there at the time, and he was just like, "Oh shit, are y'all on a date or some shit?" And she was like. Type shit, making like faces, like
I don't know what that is. What's that type shit?
Okay, all right. So she's making faces, basically explaining that, or trying to like communicate that she wants him to like shut the fuck up, type shit. Like, you know, she's trying to do something. Yeah. So she comes over to my house, right, and then she ends up buying a kitten.
From me, for like 50.
She
bought a kitten.
Why didn't you? The one you got for free.
Yeah.
I thought you gave her all the kittens as soon as you found them because you wanted her pussy, bro.
What the fuck?
So
you sold that shit to her?
Yeah.
You fucking crazy.
Dog. So
he still hit.
Bro.
He's savage.
That's what I'm saying.
You got the homie questioning me?
No, dog. This ain't made up. This is real shit in Houston.
Allegedly.
Houston, we have a problem. Yeah, for real. So, sold the kitten, hit. I'm not listening. Like,
you can't just go from all this Uber Eats and all this Victoria's Secret partying and then kitten.
What more do you want?
Whoa. It's just you hit. I saw it. You just hit. That was it. Hit and that was it. That was your story. Why'd you tell us about all the other shit? Just like I said, you fucking hit. Come on, bro. 20 minutes, bro.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know, dog? What do you want
to
know?
This is your time to just let out and tell us the full-on story.
I'm telling you.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you the story. What's
this is the jury?
What it is?
So you gave it the kid. Just hit.
Yeah,
I gave her an.
No. There's more to it though.
He sold her the kittens. He didn't give it to her.
So, sold her the kitten for $50.
So much, she was like,
"How much?
Boom,
$50."
God damn,
that's an expensive ass kitten.
That's two lap dances. That's two lap dances at the club.
Yeah.
You can find a cat like almost fucking anywhere.
I found one out the street.
Can you even really buy cats?
Sold it like. That's crazy.
Do they sell cats at the pet store?
You might just get canceled for selling the cat.
It came up hella.
That's crazy.
He came up on.
She paid you to have sex. That's what it was.
Came up on $50 and got.
She paid you. Yeah.
Hey. She was. She knew what it was. Instead of a bottle service, it was a cat service.
No.
She was trying to fuck the whole.
So she wasn't trying to date at all.
No, she was trying to date. But how do you know? Cause like she would like basically just start hitting me up and calling me like excessively, and I would just kind of like start ignoring it a little bit.
For what though?
So why I would start undergoing?
Why would she hit you up?
So like basically she was very like just old fashioned in a way. So basically,
she was old.
No. She's chill. She's like 24.
Trying to make it seem like one of my homies fucking with like a 45-year-old girl or some shit.
Bro, Velotti, I'm putting him out there, Velotti.
What the fuck? Putting the homie on blast?
Damn, bro. So you just fucking threw it in the fucking trash?
No. It wasn't even that.
You just didn't quit? That's how you roll.
The elephant in the room, she didn't want to give head. So I was like,
"Yo, you could have just said that, bro.
Yeah, why didn't you just say that?
Start with that.
Nah.
That's it.
What the fuck, dude? You waste the shit out of our time.
It makes sense. You won't eat her ass. She won't give you a head.
Exactly.
Right? No, she wanted to like wait for like someone like that she knows she's gonna marry.
Was she Mormon
and stuff like
or
that.
Some shit, bro? Like, what the fuck?
No.
See, there's something missing here. I mean.
No, that was it.
No, that's it. Like, I just didn't.
I've seen that shit before. She's an astrology girl?
Nah.
She a gamer girl?
Nah.
A gym girl?
Just old fashioned, I would say. No, she's not.
Amish. That's all I got, bro. Well, I guess you proved yourself. You're not a virgin.
No, the fuck not. That's sort of all right, ass.
So I'm driving.
That's one question.
I'm driving her home, right? And then we didn't finish the rest.
I'm a different girl.
We didn't finish the rest of her Uber Eats.
Fuck that girl. I want to hear nothing more about it.
Like, the homies, like, looking at me, like, while I'm, like, walking her out and type shit. And they're just like, and then I'm like, yeah.
Wait, I got some.
All right, so it's an apartment.
In a bad way or a good way, was the eye in her?
No, no, like, all right, I and me, like, they knew that we just fucked type shit. So
come on, you're paranoid about getting pussy.
No. I'm saying he gave me like the
They know I just got pussy. Oh shit.
He gave me the approval, like, my man just hit type shit. Right? And then I was like, yo, there's still some of her Uber Eats like in the room.
You didn't just say that? No, you didn't.
Bro.
Wait, hold on.
I texted them that.
What the fuck?
Dog, it was
That was dicey. I'm not gonna lie. Hold on. Wait, what happened?
Like, she didn't want the rest of her Uber Eats.
So you gave it to the dudes outside the
department? To the homies.
Oh, it wasn't like just some random people.
Yeah, no. It's my like apartment mates. Yeah.
Okay.
We're
neighbors.
Yeah.
So they were waiting.
No, not neighbors. Like they're.
Like roommates.
Yeah, like how we are right here. Yeah.
So they were waiting outside, and
they're playing FIFA.
Right. Outside.
Yeah, outside my room. Yeah, in the living room. Yeah, in the living room.
So they heard everything go down.
Yeah. So basically, like that? If I had to like list some achievements, like Halo, like type shit, it's like you ate free food, you hit, you sold the kitten for $50, and you fed the homies. Like the homie.
Halo achievement,
got
but I'll
eat.
Give it to you.
Nah,
one achievement.
What the fuck?
Level one achievement.
Level one?
Jillian, but we'll give it to you.
Hey, bro, I really appreciate you just throwing all that out. That shit was funny as fuck.
You could have started with the ending.
Because it was an achievement.
You could have started with the ending.
I could have started with the ending.
You summarized it so perfectly. You could have started with that.
Yeah, you could have been like, yo, this one time I got free food. I fucking got pussy, sold a kitten. Like,
all the same
day. But you were fucking train wrecking this shit. I don't know what the fuck.
You were dragging it.
I don't know. I didn't have like a fucking format for all this shit.
Story. One time this girl came over my house, right? But she ended up fucking with my homie. I really wanted to fuck with her, right? I was having a little party at my house.
That's the Mowgli type shit.
Five or six of my friends, we invited some girls over, right?
You wanted to fuck with the homies, girl?
No, this girl came over my house. She fucked my homie.
I
fuck with you, but you fucking my homie.
My homie ended up getting her into one of the rooms before I could type shit. I see her like 4 years later. She's working at the club.
Respectfully.
Right? And when I seen her, she just like fucking was just like Nick and like ran up to me type shit. Literally like also never been like at the strip club and have like one of the girls there be like stoked on me type shit. She knows all the girls there. It's like all of a sudden I just have like the in at this club because she still likes me type shit. You know what I'm saying? She's giving me free dances. Fucking buying me drinks and shit like that just so that I come to hang out with her while she's at work and shit. Kind of like a girlfriend type thing, but honestly, like, no strings attached for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really worried about what she's doing. She's not worried about what I'm doing.
Right.
We hang out all the time. And it only lasted like 6 months like that because there was feelings involved and it was like I was busy, she was busy. She wanted more. Like, I didn't really want to jump too far into it. I was still having fun.
Virginia Beach,
right. Very small scene.
Virginity Rocks.
Sure. Like, three strip clubs. Maybe, like, you know, there's other strip clubs in like the greater Virginia Beach area type shit, like greater Hampton Roads area. But like in Virginia Beach is like really like concise, like small scene of that shit type shit. So it's like if you know somebody on the inside, you get like the VIP experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that shit was pretty fun. I was only like 23, 24 type shit, you know what I mean? Which is only 2 years ago, but I still feel like
that's dope.
To be like to doing shit like that, like that shit was a really fun time in my life. I was fucking the shit out of that bitch and eating her ass.
And only part hurt.
All right, everyone, thank you for listening to the Tomo podcast. This is the Miami trip special. So you're really a virgin?
If I had an ad lib, that would be my ad lib right there. Like,
I'm a virgin. I thought I told that.